This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Numerous accidents and slowdowns are being reported by CDOT across the Denver metro area this evening as rain and splashback and snow is slowing down the commute. The agency says truck and passenger vehicle traction laws are likely in the state's high country overnight. As that rain changes over to heavy wet snow across much of the northeastern part of the state, conditions will continue to deteriorate. More than a foot of snow has already fallen around Rocky Mountain National Park. Russell Danielson is with the National Weather Service.
As temperatures get below freezing, road temperatures also get below freezing Tuesday night, we are expecting conditions for the Wednesday morning commute to be pretty bad. So that's the one we're kind of highlighting as having the worst travel conditions for the Denver Metro up to Fort Collins.
Denver could see 3 to 9 inches of snow with more north and west of the city. The Trump administration has sued Denver over a 37-year-old assault weapon ban. The city said it would defy federal orders to drop the ban. City Attorney Milo Brown called the Department of Justice's threat, quote, baseless, irresponsible, and a clear overreach of the federal government's power. The guns covered by the ban include the AR-15 platform, semi-automatic pistols with a detachable magazine with a capacity exceeding 15 rounds, also semi-automatic shotguns that have a capacity greater than 6 rounds, or parts that convert firearms into weapons. The assault weapon ban was voted into law by the Denver City Council in 1989. It has widely been endorsed by the city's chief of police. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.